beginning of Channel 2 over and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 10th of June, 1971. Beginning of Channel 2 over and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 10th of June, 1971. Beginning of Channel 2 over and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 10th of June, 1971.
My children are getting to be pretty big children now.
Yes, ma'am. The last ones in school. Well, I reckon I better go back down there and see if anybody stole him.
Oh, Miss Daisy, he's all right. He's all right. He'll find that letter.
Oh, Miss Daisy, when the new people are going to come over to the bar?
They're there.
They already took over?
They already did. So Jane said.
Well, everything going on just as usual?
Going along lovely, he said.
What did he do for that old truck?
I seen him in a station wagon, I think.
Oh.
I don't know now. But it's not a new station wagon. I'm just wondering, is it Roger's old station wagon?
Yeah.
I know James told me. Roger's told him one day last week, he told me, James, you're going to have to buy your own gas. Said, I'll close out my bills. Gas and everything else. But he was there helping them. Unlike me, but he said in the liquor store. Gonna check out things and tell them what the price of this and what's that and how he sold that and so forth and so on. But he told him, you're gonna have to buy your own gas. I said, that was a hard word to you, wasn't it? So you got to make your own credit account. No, Rogers don't take care of it.
That's going to be a new day for James.
That's a new thing for him.
Yeah. Well, this has been going along for years and years.
Years and years. Guess you ought to just go there and get it. But now if you go get it, you pay for it.
Yeah. And he's not driving the truck. He's driving that station wagon.
Station wagon.
Well, he don't.
I don't know what come of the truck.
He don't have to have a truck to haul those cooks in.
Well, I think he can tell them better in the station wagon. Look like it's more room.
Looks like it'd be more comfortable.
In his station wagon.
So he's still working over
mm-hmm.
there?
All of them.
So he said, they're all just like the boss.
And those people?
Do you know them?
Oh, no. They got a lot to learn, haven't they?
Yes, they is.
Yes. They got a lot to learn. Now, they used to stay open on Sunday over there.
Mm-hmm. But they quit.
They didn't have anybody there.
I don't know. But I hear somebody say they think these folks are going to be open on Sunday.
Yeah. Wonder who they're going to use for cooks and waiters.
So they think the dining room will be open. They think they're going to feed them.
Yeah.
On Sunday. I said, well, they can if they want them. Big enough to feed you.
The help, Miss Daisy. Hmm? It's the help.
They got the same help.
They don't want to work on Sunday.
Hmm? They got the same help. So Jane say.
They want to go to Sunday school.
Yeah. I guess they done fixed it. Well, they said they're going to be open.
Oh.
Some of them folks will go to church and some school on Sunday. I don't think some of them are going to be cooking. I don't know, but I don't expect.
They got a lot to learn, haven't they?
They sure do.
Miss Daisy, you don't have all your neighbors now.
Said they don't have them all. Who?
Some of them done gone?
Done what?
Some of your neighbors done gone?
Oh, yeah. They done gone, and I think the folks have done picked up everything they had out of tanks and everything. Lights and, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, there's nothing there but off in the dogs.
Yeah.
And days in and out.
Well, what do you know? Miss Liza would, that'd be something. They'd just turn that over to Arthur and the dogs.
Mm-hmm. He has to cook for himself now, I guess.
Yes, as I told Ben this morning, I said, I know Arthur misses his family, and his family miss him. I said, ain't none of them happy. Just wondering about him, how he's getting along, how he's eating. I said, he used to just go there and eat when he get ready, get what he wanted, to carry home, sit down on his porch and eat it down there, get up and come back down here. Get him ice water and things. I said, no ice water there, and ain't nothing to eat there. Ain't nothing there to cook on.
Oh, no, they took the stove. They took the stove and everything.
If they didn't take the stove. The man took his gas.
Yeah.
He took his juice. So the stove ain't no good.
Arthur better get on over that new place before they learn too much.
To a new place?
The barn.
Oh.
Maybe.
I think he better get somewhere and make some arrangements for himself. He ain't got nothing down there to cook on.
Well, I hadn't thought of that. He's been eating down here all the time, hasn't he?
All the time.
What does he use that place for up there?
Just to sleep.
Yeah. You ever been in that place since he... It must be something.
Oh, I think it is something. I look at him and don't think I've got no business in there.
No.
A place like that.
But now he still goes back and forth with those dogs?
You see him coming, and you look directly, you see the dogs coming. Sometimes the dogs is in front of him, but they're all close together. He got a bit more need for them dogs and nothing but to feed them. And he's going to have a hard time feeding them, I think.
Yeah.
Now,
what's he going to feed them on this
thing? I don't know. What's he going to feed them on?
Why does he go down to the house, wonder? What's down there?
I don't know. What's down there?
You know,
but I bet you he done been down there a dozen times. Today. He passed the house, going that way. Few minutes you see him pass, going that way.
God.
Or you look out and he's going across the field, maybe.
Oh, across back.
Uh-huh. Oh, what do you think?
And you think they'll be worrying about him?
I do think they'll be worrying about him. My goodness, if he go off and stay all night and they didn't see him in the morning, they worried about him. As long as Kara could walk, she'd be walking up there and want to know, had you seen him? Did you see Arthur? No, I said, well, he didn't come home last night. I said, well, ain't he a man? He can stay out at night if he wants, as long as he wants.
Well, that was just a part of their daily schedule, just to worry a little, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
They seem like up there at George Mitchell's, they've built up a right smart up there, Miss Daisy.
Yes, they're building on. Miss Wendy was down here at the ship's funeral. He had right smart of help. Them boys, they done that whilst they was here. And he ain't done nothing since they left.
Looks like all one side is windows.
As I told some of them, I said, I ain't got nothing to do with it. I said, but I don't like his windows on that floor. I said, it's too close to the ground. I said, and all these children coming over here, I said, keep them things to all the people all the time.
Yes. That's right.
Cold in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Miss Dora, she like Miss Agnes, she got a lot of connections in this country, hasn't she?
Mm-hmm. She got a good bunch of children.
Yeah.
Lloyd's wife. She's tend to her.
And Zebby's wife?
Lloyd Johnson's wife.
And Zebby's?
She's Lloyd Johnson's wife's aunt. Well, that brings all Lloyd's children in connection.
That's right. And he got all those, all his children are here in this country. The two girls.
All of their children is right here.
Right here. Goodness.
Now they got some relatives in Georgia, but not children. All the children is right here. You know, cousins and what not up there.
Oh. Who did Zebby marry?
He married Mr. Gill's daughter. One of Mr. Gill's daughters.
Oh God, I forgot that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
More.
Oh, that's what happened. That's the reason Zebby picks Mr. Gill up and takes him round.
And her name is Maud.
Hmm?
Her name is Maud?
Maud.
Now, she died long ago.
Yes, sir.
Way back. But Zebby doesn't follow Mr. Gill's way.
Zebby ain't got time to follow him. Zeb's got his own business to tend. If Mr. Gill wants to do something for him, he'll do it.
Yeah.
I think he bought holes all of Mr. Gill's little truck and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
For him.
Sure.
I think he'd pick up Mr. Gill then, because I think Gill goes with it.
Oh. He goes in and helps him sell it. Yeah.
You gotta see what it costs.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see, who is that? I got somebody. It must have been James. I was Adam. I had a reading thing from him. I hadn't heard nothing from him, but it's just laying there. That's all. You don't know it's nobody.
Oh, really?
He don't say nothing.
Oh, is that right?
He don't say nothing.
Well, now, I understood he'd been getting along fine, Miss Daisy.
Who? Zeb?
Adam?
What's his name?
Adam?
Adam.
He's been going down.
He's been going down. I think they carried him to the hospital. What's been some of his whole life? They carried him. So he just lie there. He don't have nothing to say. Don't move. Said him and his sister both was in the hospital. But he said his sister was doing very well.
Miss Doris, is all her car running and everything now?
Yeah, she's going in it this morning.
And the boy?
Sam?
Sam?
He's still propped up there.
His hike?
Well, I think his daddy carried him to work this morning.
Yeah.
I know he did do it.
Yeah.
And I know Doris driving her was upset.
Yeah.
So I see her when she come through the yard.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that's something to keep all them cars running.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
They don't keep them running, Mr. Ma. Sometimes there ain't nothing running but the truck. That's been Buddy driving. That's all. You got all that trash there and ain't none of it much good.
Just keeps them.
Sometimes both of them sitting up there doing nothing. Sanders, he's been propped up there, I don't know how long.
Yeah.
But then he been using his mom's, you see, a lot. But he ain't using it now.
Maybe they got that straightened out.
I guess so. She was in it this morning.
Yeah.
But sometimes, but it takes her and Samuel had the car.
Yeah.
But she had the car this morning. I think Buddy must have took Samuel early. When I seen him, he was coming back. That was about 7:30.
Oh, that's early.
But
oh, yes.
He was coming home.
Well, Patterson's going to be out of a job pretty soon, isn't he?
I don't know.
Well, you know, the school's out.
Yes, school closed. Well, he says he can't do one thing, he'll do another. That's what he said. He said one job don't hold him now.
Yeah.
Now what are you gonna be doing? What are you gonna be doing? Well, you see, the crops will be right over. By the time school closed, there's not much to do on the farm. So now what has he got?
Well, he keeps so busy all the time anyhow, Miss Daisy. You just wonder how he's got time to run them buses.
But he run it. He said he gonna do it.
Yeah.
He said he gonna run it. He said some folks don't want him to do it, but he gonna do it now. I don't know who it is don't want him to do it.
Yeah.
Because I don't care if he do.
Yeah.
He said.
Do you think he drives it a little slower than he did?
Well, I don't know, but I tell you what. I said one thing, if he don't do anything that the white folks don't like, this one, there's who gonna stop them. There no black ones gonna stop them from driving. So he must be doing pretty good.
Yeah.
They're still letting him drive.
Yeah.
Some of them made out like last year. Well, I bet he don't drive it another season. I said, well, I'm not betting nothing. I said, drive it if you want. If you don't, he's mean.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I know. He live forever, stop driving.
Yeah.
That's another thing I know. None of y'all ain't gonna stop him from driving. I said, you got to do something to dissatisfy some of the school bus heads.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, then he'll have to get off it. I said, until then he'll be driving his right on with his crazy self.
You know, them heads, Miss Daisy, they don't pay much attention to what people out here think.
You know, I tell them, just like this up down there, what now? That's the head up there.
Yeah.
Head, now, is rotting in the foot. Think they ought to see about and ought to do and check on. They don't see it.
They don't see it.
I asked Patterson, I said, Patterson, this last time they graded this road out here, they plowed it up and sowed all that dirt out there.
Mm-hmm.
And all, just to make it dusty.
Lump, just along there by my house. It just rolled up there.
Yeah, just loose dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And all it do make it dusty.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't care.
No,
I said, Patterson, why don't you do something about that? He said, there ain't nothing I can do. I try and they don't pay no attention. Why, it looks like anybody would know better than to
do that.
Just to make a new road in dry weather. Well, he don't have any more influence than the rest of us, Miss. I remember Miss Liza. That was a great disappointment to her. She came up there one day and said to me, Mr. Miles, I wish you'd tell this man on the grading machine to do something about my little road there. And I said, Miss Liza, if I get out there, he'll run over me. I said, you got more influence than I have. And you know, I don't think she ever got over that.
I don't think she ever has.
Yeah, and oh no.
And I heard Anna mention it once or twice, but she wanted somebody to tell him to put some dirt in her road down there. Well, where are you going to get the dirt from? That man that driving them tractors, he ain't got no dirt.
Well, what Liza wanted was something to be done up here on the road so that water wouldn't drain down there, you see.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is that going to
do? I don't know.
How is it going to do anything to keep it from going down there?
Well, they didn't
on
do
that
anything.
Hill.
No.
Water always runs down the hill.
Yeah, it runs down your hill.
That's right.
What can you do?
It just runs on through my yard, on under my house, on out across the field to Lord's Farm. That's all I see.
Nothing, you can't stop it.
Keep go. It don't bother me, Mr. Marshall.
You can't stop it.
I can't stop it, and I'm not going to worry about it.
You're going to have a little ditch right down in front of your house.
No, nothing but that big road ditch.
Yeah, but it'll and get.
You see, it's a big ditch right to the edge of my yard. That side the road, and sometimes the water's going down there halfway to the top.
I haven't seen any washing going on down at your house recently.
Ain't seen no washing. Mm-hmm. I washed last week.
And you kidding?
Last week, the week before last month.
Using the electric washer?
No.
Using the electric washer?
No.
Use your kettle?
Something happened to it here that's a week. They tell me they got to get a piece and they're going to put it on. Elizabeth told me she had a piece that she thought would be. She ain't got here with it yet and her husband's sick now and she's welcome. And Doris ain't got time. She is not got time.
Well, what does she do with all her time, Miss Daisy?
I couldn't tell you that either. Anywhere but home.
She got a wash on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she don't get to stay at home much.
She don't stay there much. she get to stay there. If she come from work and come on home,
yeah.
She could stay there.
Well, she don't.
She has plenty of time.
She don't come on home.
Rather be somewhere else. Yeah.
Well, where else would she be?
You know, some folks don't like home.
Yeah.
They'd rather be anywhere else than be at home.
Yeah. Well, you don't reckon it's her raising, do you?
No, it ain't her raising. It's her pick up.
It's mighty easy to pick it up, isn't it?
That's right.
But you know what? Sometimes I think the last place I want to go is home because there's too many little jobs there waiting for me.
At home?
Yes.
Well, I'll always be glad and I want to go home, get home.
Yeah.
I know what's there waiting on me.
Yeah.
I want to get there and get to doing some of it.
Well, now, what was we saying about this club that they had over there at the bar?
About what?
They go over there to that club at the bar.
I didn't know they had one over there.
With James and help him.
Oh.
And then they don't have to do too much at home. Wasn't we saying that? So I heard somebody talking about that.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit about it, you know. Isaiah'd go over there and they'd sit, play checkers or something.
Yeah.
At the side of the bar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to Isaiah's tomatoes, Miss Daisy?
Oh, they out there.
Them green tomatoes that he pulled and put in the bucket.
I guess he's still picking them. I see some there in Beth's kitchen the other day.
Still picking them green?
They're still green. I ain't seen that ripe one. I've been looking for a ripe one, but I ain't seen it.
Well, he pulls them green, puts them in the bucket so they won't rot.
That's why he put them in that one? Well, they won't rot in the bucket? I don't know. I just didn't know why he picked them green. I never seen nobody pick them green like that.
Yeah. Well, dry weather, you know. They rot on the vine.
Mm-hmm.
So he put them in that bucket.
Yeah, I reckon he know what he's doing. I don't.
Found a good can of this good macaroni. And I've got a ham bone for you if you'd like to have it.
Okay. Well, I enjoyed my fish. And I enjoyed my meat.
Oh, yeah.
But you brought me that. Didn't you brought it yesterday?
No.
No. It was another day.
Uh-huh.
It was the day before yesterday because I cooked some of it.
Oh. Now, if Isaiah has any of those good peas, these ham bones will be mighty good.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take one over to Bessie because she might like one.
Hey?
Yes.
We always forget something, you know.
Look at that apron she's got on today.
Have I seen that before, Miss Daisy?
Patchwork apron. Sure, he likes it. Look at that.
Yeah. That looks like a quilt.
Who?
Your apron.
My sister made this one.
She did.
Oh, really?
Look at that guy. It's whipped all around here by hand.
Yeah.
And look at all these patches in it.
Yeah.
That's what you say, you scrap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put your scraps in there.
Looks like a quilt.
Mm-hmm.
My sister made this one. I didn't make it.
Mm-hmm. And she makes aprons too.
Yes, she makes aprons. Well,
you know,
I enjoy those visits.
I'm going to make me an apron.
I'll make you one. Men's lavel.
Yeah. Then when I go out here to work with these old dirty animals, I'll have an apron.
Well, aprons to take their animals. You can put a gray apron in the kitchen, too. He doesn't know.
Now, this is Channel 2 over, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, 10th of June, 1971. It's around, this says 600. The other one said 400. Channel 2 over, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, this 10th of June, 1971. Channel 2 over, around 500, 600. These meters don't coincide. The 10th, Thursday the 10th of June, 1971. Channel 2 over, around 500 or 600. And the end of the visit with Miss Daisy, this Thursday morning, 10th of June, 1971. Channel 2 over, around 500 or 600. And the end of the visit with Miss Daisy, this 10th, Thursday morning, the 10th of June, 1971.